spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it. I think we've got something in this big old bucket of blues we brought with us that you are gonna like. Uncle Buck here, and we are in session. Muddy Waters was our featured artist some time back, but we've had a lot of requests to bring him back again. So right here, on our 54th show of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Muddy Waters is going to hit the stage once again as our featured artist. There's also going to be spins by Joe Bonamassa, Buddy Guy, the Allman Brothers, and some duos I think you're really going to dig. How about John Lee Hooker and ZZ Top teamed up? Walter Trout teamed up with Guitar Shorty. Our then announced song is Who Do You Love? It's going to be done by Bo Diddley and Johnny Winters doing then and now versions of Who Do You Love? What about that? And speaking of blues duos, let's get it kicked off. Here's a blues duo. 4-time Blues Music Award winner and Blues Hall of Fame inductee Joe Louis Walker teamed up with Eric Gales, and their song is Coming On.
Long at a station, took a train, stand away from me in the rain. Oh, baby, yeah, something wrong. If I didn't know better, I'd feel the blues coming on.
He's known as the father of modern Chicago blues. Born near Clarksdale, Mississippi, like a lot of great blues men, back in April the 13th of 1913, McKinley Morganfield later became known as Muddy Waters. And Muddy is our featured artist today, for the second time out of the chute, by the way. Muddy, of course, is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a Blues Hall of Famer, a Grammy Award winner. Muddy passed away April the 30th, 1983, at the age of 70, but his music lives on. Still a great influence on the blues world. Muddy Waters' style of playing has been described as raining down Delta Beatitude. I don't know if beatitude is a word, but raining down Delta Beatitude is what his music has been described as. Let's bring on the featured artist, Muddy Waters. His song, The Blues Had a Baby.
The baby rock and roll. Mr. Slim said it. You know the blues got soul. Pine Top said it. You know the blues got soul. Well, the blues done had a baby. Rock and roll.
Muddy Waters, our featured artist in The Blues Had a Baby. I think it's about time to do a double shot of the blues. Here's a couple of guys in this double shot that are certainly doing their best to keep the blues alive. I'm talking about Joe Bonamassa and Buddy Guy. How about that for a double shot? Joe Bonamassa's song is going to be the B.B. King hit song, The Thrill Is Gone. And Buddy Guy is going to do his version of Red House. So here's Jobo kicking off this double shot with The Thrill Is Gone.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
Sister Will.
It's always good to hear about those of you that are checking into Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for the first time. And if that's the case with you, we do a feature each week called Then and Now. We play a song from back then, and later on in segment two, we do a now version of that same song. This week's Then and Now song is a great one, Who Do You Love? Taking care of the then portion is going to be the one, the only, Elias McDaniels. Some people knew him as Bo Diddley. Though here's Bo Diddley, and Who Do You Love?
Seven miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand in a graveyard mine, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Sky was blue, down the alley, ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Taking care of the then portion of our then and now feature. Segment two, we're going to bring on Johnny Winter to take care of the now portion of that same song, Who Do You Love? Let's go back to back and belly to belly and give you a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be J.J. Thames. Her song is I'm Leaving. Going to be followed up by one of those duos we were talking about. John Lee Hooker and ZZ Top all teamed up on Boom Boom Boom. This, by the way, is the version that kicks off one of my favorite TV shows, NCIS New Orleans. But right now, J.J. Thames, her song and a double dose of the blues for you, I'm Leaving.
Right, you ain't gotta reach me after the night. Apartment's ready, moving truck too. The only thing I'm leaving behind is you.
I said I'm leaving,
leaving
first thing in the morning,
first thing in the morning.
I said I'll leave right now. It's got my duty to storm me.
Change my number, yeah, that's right. You ain't gotta reach me
after the night. Apartment's ready, moving truck too. The only thing I'm leaving behind is you. Said I'm leaving.
Leaving.
First thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
I said I'll leave right now. It's got my doo-doo to storm it. I said I'm leaving. Did and it's stormed.
This is Devlon Jones with Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and you can listen to him on UncleBuck.com.
We'll do it again, over. Laying down one night. Hood Papa tell mama. Hood Papa tell mama. Little boy Boogie. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. The enemy. And it gotta come out. I felt so good. When I'm Boogie, get the same. Boom, 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 boom. Shoot you right down off of your feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knocks me out, out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Hey! Talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Off of your feet. How, 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 how.
Hey, hey.
Gonna take a little pause for the cause. By the way, I might mention at this time, if you're listening to one of the 8 o'clock on Saturday night shows or a noon Sunday show, those are the first run shows and they have a feature in them called Blues News. Now, if you're listening on UncleBuc.com to one of our archive shows or on our podcast, Blues News isn't on there because if the show came out in September and you're listening listening in December, some of what you're going to hear might be a bit stale. But you can always get Blues News. It's a feature we put on UncleBUC.com each Monday. So if you miss it, listening to an archive show, you can always tune in on Mondays and pick up on a feature we call Blues News. Coming up in segment two, we're going to kick it off with an Allman Brothers song. Oh, wait till you hear that one. Muddy Waters, of course, is going to be back as our featured artist. On board, we're going to have Robert Trout, Slim Harpo, Albert Collins, and we're going to introduce you to a new group out of San Francisco called the Lucky Losers. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Thank you.
What a way to kick off segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. The original group, the Allman Brothers. Greg and Dwayne Allman, Dickie Bett, Butch Trucks, the whole gang. A song you don't hear a whole lot, one I really like. Great instrumental song called In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. Let's get into the second visit by our featured artist. And our featured artist, if you just joined us here in the second half, is the one, the only Chicago blues legend, Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters, of course, grew up on a plantation down in the south at the crossroads where a lot of blues artist originated. By age 17, Muddy was playing guitar and harp, trying to sound like local blues artists that grew up in the area and were quite prominent in the blues world. I'm talking about big names like Son House and Robert Johnson. Of course, Muddy ended up in Chicago, early 50s, put together a band with Little Walter Jacobs on harmonica, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Elgin Evans on drums, Otis Spann on the keyboard, and Willie Dixon on bass. What a group that was. A lot of the original Muddy Waters recordings were with that group, recorded at the good old Chess Studios up there in Chicago. But here's Muddy Waters, our featured artist, one of his later recordings, You Can't Lose What You Don't Have.
Oh yeah, I once had a pretty little girl. I lose my baby, ain't that sad? Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had. I had money in the bank. I got busted, boys, ain't that sad? Oh, you know I had some money in the bank. I got busted, baby, ain't that bad? Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. But you ain't never had. Never had.
Muddy Waters, our featured artist, and you can't lose what you don't have. Speaking of losing, you want to stay right where you are on the computer, the radio, however we're sharing the blues with you today on. I'm going to introduce you to a group called the Lucky Losers. Great story behind that duo, and a great song to lay on you. Right now, though, let's get into Blues by the Twos. A couple of blues shots back to back. Kicking it off's going to be Walter Trout along with Guitar Shorty. And the second song in this Blues by the Twos is going to be Slim Harpo, Raining in My Heart. But right now, Walter Trout, Guitar Shorty, Wrapped Around Your Finger.
But that's all right with me, don't you know it is? 'Cause I've been all around, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I wanna hear Guitar Shorty now.
I'm Paul Goad.
I'm Jay Weeks. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
On UncleBUC.com.
This one on you. In segment one in our Then and Now feature, Bo Diddley was taking care of the then portion with a song called Who Do You Love? And to take care of the now portion, a great Texas blues man by the name of Johnny Winter and his take on Bo Diddley's song, Who Do You Love?
I got a brand new chimney bed on top, made out of a human skull. Come on, take a little walk with the baby and tell me, who do you love? 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 Go around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, baby, don't give me a whip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
puppets and somebody scream. You should have heard just what I see. Who do you love? Who do you love?
At this point in Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we usually make some profound statement like, we got time for two mo' before we go. But before we get into that two mo', which is going to be by a duo, Kathy Lemons and Phil Berkowitz, better known out in the San Francisco area as the Lucky Losers. They've got a new album out, some great blues. I was fortunate enough to catch up with them and talk to him about that new album. I promised you earlier in Uncle Buck Plays the Blues that one of the things we like to do is talk to some recording artists from different parts of the world. And we're going to all go all the way out to San Francisco today and talk to a group by the name of the Lucky Losers. And on the phone, with a little magic from Ma Bell, I have Kathy Lemons and Phil Berkowitz, which makes up the Lucky Losers. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, Buck. Hi, Uncle Buck. How is everything?
Hey, we're just playing the blues and having a big time, and I'm so glad that you guys could join us. Now, the first question I have, talk to me about where the name the Lucky Losers came from. There's got to be a story there.
Well, there sure is. We're a couple of losers. We're a couple of losers that when we met, we've both gone through, long-term relationships. We're in the middle of ending those relationships. Phil was going through a divorce. I was going through an 18-and-a-half-year long-term partnership with a bass player. So we met about the time that that was going on, and, we hadn't had any particular success to speak of, I don't think, in music, although we struggled for many, many years in blues, independently, and put out some nice records and stuff. But when we got together, things started taking off for us, so we thought it was a good name, The Lucky Losers, and...
We both had to gone through... experiencing loss in our lives. My younger sister passed away of cancer in January of 2014. That was when, not long after me and Kathy started dating, and then not long after that we started living together, and we've been living together now for almost 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
And we've managed to release 4 recordings now in that time period, and so we've kept busy, and so the whole loser thing is just sort of, there's a silver lining to every, failure out there, and that you learn from your losses, and with a little bit of luck, you will succeed.
Well, it sounds like you certainly went from the losers column over to the lucky column and turned your luck around, and that's a pretty good explanation of the name you came up with for your recording act. So, your album, I want to talk about it a little bit, that just came out and really got my attention. You got an album that's come out called Godless Land, and a lot of the material in there, it looks like, looking at the writing credits, both of y'all wrote some of these songs together, and some of them Kathy wrote, some of them you wrote, Phil.
Yeah, we got a lot of variation on this. And plus, we have three cover songs that we did as well.
But there's 9. There's 9 originals, and that's one of our signature things is we songwrite, and we're really, really proud of our songwriting. We've got a library now of about, I would say, 36 to 40 songs, original songs, since we started. But since we've got together, we wrote more than we ever did our whole careers.
Wow.
So we really have been pushing ourselves really hard. you know, Buck, we're a little bit out of time because we've been doing this a long time. So when Phil and I met, we said, okay, we're going to give this our all. We're going to get serious. We're going to take voice lessons. We're going to find the best voice teacher we can find. We're going to learn how to sing together so we sound so tight, you know, we'll blow people away. And we're going to, you know, learn this. We're going to learn that. We're going to, you know, we just decided we're going to just put the pedal to the metal. We're going to hit the road. We were going to get out there and tour. It didn't matter, you know, if we messed up or not the first round, which we did in 2015. We messed up quite a bit on our first tour. But once we got rolling, we got it down, and we've been on the road now. We've hit about, I'd say about 36, 37 states in the United States. Now we've seen the country. We're going back out on the road again, and we're going to just stay out there and keep making good records as long as we can.
Looking at your titles, I was rather impressed. Of course, the title of the album that you just released is Godless Land, and we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But listen to some of these the song titles, all of you folks that are listening to our interview with the Lucky Losers. They've got songs here with titles they've written like Half a Nothing, Mad Love is Good Love, Catch Desire by the Tail, there's a good one. And here's one that brought kind of a grin to my face is Leave You on the Side of the Road. Yeah, and you have a song called My One Good Eye, you know. And then and What Makes You Act Like That is another title that I thought was really good, along with one called The Good Fight and The Ragged Heart. And these are all original songs on your new album, and it's you know, it's a very listenable album. Now let's talk a little bit about the title song of the album. The album is called Godless Land by the Lucky Losers, and tell me about that song. How did that come about? What's it about?
Well, Phil and I were out late one night in New Mexico, in actually Taos, New Mexico, and we were driving down the road, and it was really cold outside, and I saw this man walking in the middle of nowhere, and the mountains were in the background, and the sky was really bright with stars, and it looked like he was walking on the sky, and I wrote down in my phone, I have a little notebook in my phone, and I wrote down, walking on the sky like Jesus, you know, and I just took it from there. And I, you know, I did this whole dialogue and the song, basically asking people when they see someone in need, maybe just stop and help them. And I took the song from my own perspective of being the callous person who didn't stop. So I took the heat off the listener a little bit. But the point of the song is, you know, we don't know the whole story behind everyone out there struggling. And maybe we should open our eyes. And what happens if that man was Jesus and you just passed him by and didn't help him? Maybe this is all a test. Maybe we need to turn around and become more compassionate towards one another and help one another more, and then our country wouldn't be so torn apart. So that was really kind of the idea in that song of Godless Land.
Well, it's a great song, and I was kind of touched by the message of it. Another reason I chose this song, other to introduce folks to your new album, is because it, you know, features the talents of the two of you. You know, there's parts where you're both singing together, and then Phil is quite the harp player, you know, and a little harp work in there, and a great vocal by you, Kathy. But at this time, I'm going to let you two guys, you can figure out how to do this in your own style, introduce that song right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
All right. This is Kathy Lemon.
And this is Phil Berkowitz.
And together we're also Lucky Losers. And you are listening to Uncle Buck. And the song is Godless Land.
I'm gonna tell y'all a little story. Oh, yeah. Out on that desert road, I believe I might have seen Jesus. That's right. Come on, here we go. Ah. All right. Now listen. Jesus came down from the starry night, saw the cars come flickering by. If Jesus came down, I swear he would weep. Watching a man walking in black, thought he was a ghost, but then he turned back. Freezing cold, alone with no coat, worry of the air about to slit his throat. Sign of the time, we're just mean and rotten, no fruit on the vine. Where's your heart? Where is your head? Lost and forgotten in a godless land. Oh, yes, we are alone. Back and forth, alone we would walk. Between an empty field and a mountain top. No one seemed to notice, no one seemed to care. Out there, I've seen him there for hours just before dawn. No bed, no shelter. What is the man on? Sign of the time, we're just mean and rotten. No food on the vine. Where's your heart? Where is your head? Lost and forgotten in a godless land.
Walking on the sky.
like Jesus. That's what I was thinking to myself. What happens if that man was Jesus and we didn't even see him? And nobody stopped to help him. Oh, what's the matter with us all now? Just mean and right. All mean and right. Lost and forgotten, yeah. It's a godless land. Oh, I should care. It's a godless land. Yes, it is. It's a godless land. It's a godless land.
Sign of the time, sign of the time. We're just mean and rotten. No fruit on the vine. Where's your heart? Where's your head? Lost and forgotten in a godless land.
That the Lucky Losers, title track from their album Godless Land. Check that one out, great album. And now, closing out this two mo before we go, Albert Collins and Hooked on You.
Shot so high. Don't you do it. My senses are so light. Mercy, mercy, I'm a lonely man. Burn all night when the fire's fan. I'm going hooked on you. Hooked on you. Hooked on you. I'm going. Give me something to hold on tight. Won't you please? I ain't looking for just one night. Won't you please? I want you to please some more. Don't you tease? And I'll never let you go out that door. Mercy, mercy, I'm a lonely man. Burn on. When the fire's banned, I'm going hooked on you. I'm going hooked on you. Going hooked on you. I'm going hooked on you.
Yeah.
That just about puts a wrap on this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I've had a great time throwing a whole bucket of blues on you. Means a whole lot when you follow us on Instagram under Uncle Buck Plays the Blues and also on Facebook. Of course, I always like to remind you that on UncleBuc.com, our webpage, all of the shows we've done are archived. Just pick out a show that you want to hear or hear again. Hearing the blues is just that easy. In the meantime, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.